Bless you all. Good morning, Drift Run Church. I'll tell you what, it's good to be in God's house one more time. I say that every week, but it is it not? It's good to be in God's house. I mean, you know, where else could we be where we could be around God's people and come here to worship in spirit and in truth, right? I mean, where else could we be but to be in God's house? Yeah, we could do it after a while, but you know what? It seems like God has appointed us to be here at this place this morning, amen? And He wants us to worship Him in spirit and in truth. I'm going to be in Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, the 10th verse. I would like for you to stand in reverence to God's Word this morning as we read His Word. If you wouldn't care, please. Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, the 10th verse. It says this, and it says this here in God's Word, says, "Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou doest not inquire wisely concerning this." Let me read that again, and let this sink in a minute. It says here, "Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou doest not inquire wisely concerning this." Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, Father, I pray, Lord, that Your Spirit would be amongst us this morning, Lord. I pray, Father, that, Lord, that the Word would go out to the hearts, Lord. I pray that they would be receptive, Lord. I pray, Father, most of all, Lord, that the anointing would come down this morning and would be upon this, Lord, this morning. Before, Father, we know that nothing can be said or done here this morning without the anointing of the Holy Spirit, Lord. And we give You the praise for that. And we ask it all in Jesus' name, and amen. You may be seated. I'll tell you, I am one of those who wax nostalgic sometimes. Are any of you guys like that? Do you wax nostalgic once in a while? Man, those were the good old days, right? I've said that, and you've probably thought that and said that in your mind as well. What I can say about my life is this, what I say about it, when life gets, you know what, predictably, you know, when life gets predictable and you know what, it gets hard, you know what I want to do sometimes? I want to think about the warm and the fuzzy from the past sometimes. How about you? Have you ever done that? I kind of think that. You know what? But when you open the Scripture to what I just read to you in God's Word, the Bible, you know what, talks more about the future than it does the past for us that are born again. Amen? It does that. You know what? He's always trying to tell His people this. The best days are ahead of us. Amen? Do you get that? No matter what we think is in the past is so good and warm and fuzzy, I'm here to tell you, if you're a child of the living God this morning, if you're born again by the blood, I'm here to tell you this morning, the best days are ahead of you this morning. They are ahead of God. God is always working on the now, but He's always assuring us this, that the future will be brighter for us one day. Will you agree with that? The future will. You know, He's working in us right now. He's working on our lives right now. But rest assured and be blessed this morning in knowing, no matter what's going on in your life right now, the future is brighter for you. The future will be brighter for you. Listen, let me read some scripture. Like I read there a little bit ago, it says there, but it says in Ecclesiastes 17, I'm going to read it again. "Say not thou, What is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou doest not inquire wisely concerning this." Written by one of the wisest men considered in the Bible, which is King Solomon. He wrote that many years ago. And you know what he said? Now that's a powerful for those of us. That's powerful who tend to hyper-nostalgic things out in the past sometimes. I tell you, I have been guilty of that. God dealt with me. Maybe I'm preaching to me this morning. Amen? I love history. I love the past sometimes. And sometimes I get too caught up sometimes in living in the past and not living in what God has given me right here and now. Have you ever been guilty of that? Oh, here, what? Solomon gave that to us in these words. He said, listen, you know what? Don't concentrate too much on the past and want it the way it was when God has given you the here and now. And praise God, the future will be brighter for you one day. That's what he's telling us. Listen. King Solomon was saying, smart people don't sit around and say the good old days are better than today. That's what he said. That's what he's saying. He said, smart people don't sit around and do that. Because what we're doing, we're trying to say, you know what, that God's not working today. We're trying to say that God won't work in the same way He did back then. I'm here to tell you, God will work the same way He did back then. You know whose fault it is? It's our fault sometimes. That's exactly whose fault it is, that God doesn't work the way that we think that He did back then. I'm here to tell you, listen, smart people, wise people, and I'm taking this to heart for myself, don't sit around and say the former days are better than these right now, because God has given us that. God's people don't get caught in the trap. We don't get caught in the trap of discounting the here and now and the future that God is going to give us one day. I tell you what, I get caught up in that sometimes. I'm guilty just as much as anybody. You know what? I think back to my childhood sometimes, and I think, you know what? Man, those days were really good. You know what? I didn't have to worry about anything. Mom and Dad took care of me. But you know what? It's good to think about the past, but I'm here to tell you this morning, we're here today. This is October the 22nd, 2017, and God is telling me and you, today is the day, and brothers, the future is brighter for us that believe that it can be brighter one day. Those that believe in Jesus Christ, those that believe and are born again, the future can and will be brighter for us. You know what? Stop clinging to the past. I don't know, maybe this message is for someone else here, but you know what? Stop clinging to the past. God is telling me that. Stop clinging. Now let me push the narrative even further for you this morning. Let me say this, you know what? Praise God this morning. Listen. This is what God has said in this. He said, you know what? If you are followers of Jesus Christ, I'm here to tell you this morning, the best days are ahead of you. Amen? If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, the best days are ahead of you. You say, what? Even if I'm facing death, even if I'm facing sickness, whatever it may be. Paul said, listen to this. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? There is absolutely no circumstance that you are facing here this morning where the future is not brighter for you as a child of God than what it is today. Absolutely not one circumstance in your life where it is not brighter. Can you agree with me on that this morning? You know what, preacher? That's morbid. Not because Christ has given me hope. How about you this morning? That's not so. That's not morbid. That's because Christ has given me hope. 2 Corinthians 5:8 tells us this, for we are confident, I say rather, we are willing rather to be absent from the body is to be what? Is to be present with the Lord. Hey, listen, if God takes me out of here today, if He takes me out of here right now, would you argue with me that my future is not better than my present and my past? Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely it is, because you know what? I have a hope. I have a hope beyond all this. There's no circumstance that the promise of tomorrow is not brighter than what's going on in your life today. The question I have for you this morning, I want to ask you this question. Do you believe it or not? That's the question I asked the church this morning. I'm asking you this morning. Do you believe that? Do you believe that this morning or not? Because you know what? That's the question. Right? The trouble is when life gets tough and things start going south in your life, we want to start running to the past sometimes. We want to run into what it was like. And God's wanting us to run to the future. Look at the nation of Israel. Look at what they did. I thought about this scripture whenever I wrote this down and God was dealing with me on this. And you know what? And I looked at the scriptures. First off, they were slaves for over 400 years. You know that? They were slaves for over 400 years. And God had called, you know, God made a way. He said in Exodus 2:24, and God heard their groaning, and God remembered His covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and Jacob. Do you know something? That's over in Exodus 2:24. You know what? If you look at that, God heard their groaning. You know what? He hears our groaning this morning. You know what? I don't know where you're at in your life right now. I don't know what's going on in your life right now, but I'm here to tell you this morning, God hears your groaning this morning. He heard their groaning, and He made a way. It says, and we know the story, how that He sent Moses, and Moses went to them and told them that they were going to bring him out of there. Well, it wasn't on their timeline, of course. Do you realize whenever God talked to Moses, do you realize it was 20 years before He actually brought them out of the land of Egypt? Did you know that? Talk about studying, I didn't know that. It was actually 20 years till He finally brought them out, until He finally brought them out of the land of Egypt. And you know what? They groaned. They were groaning all that time saying, God, get us out of here. And listen. Listen to what God tells us in Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. There have been times in this preacher's life where I had no idea what to pray for. I don't need a, there was things bothering me. Maybe you've never been there, but I've been there. There was things that was bothering me. And the Spirit made intercession for me. And the groanings. And God heard that. Amen. He hears us when we pray. He hears our groanings. Sometimes when we do not know how to pray or what to pray for, God hears that. God heard the nation of Israel. He heard their groanings. He brought them out. Remember how he brought them out? He brought them out and brought them up to the Red Sea, and the Red Sea parted, and they went over. And on the other side of the Red Sea, in only 45 days after God had brought them out of bondage, out of slavery, you know what the Bible says the children of Israel did? 45 days. It says over in Exodus 16th chapter, the second and third verse. And I'm going to read that for you here because I think that's important. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, would to God we had died by the hand of Egypt in the land of Egypt, by the hand of Pharaoh in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and when we did eat bread to the full, for we have brought us forth into the wilderness to kill the whole assembly with hunger. Folks, they wanted to go back. They remembered their past, how that their past was. You know what? Man, we had it good back then. They were in slavery. 45 days after God miraculously brought them out of the land of Egypt, brought them through the Red Sea, and got them, they were crying and clamoring to go back to what they thought were the good old days. I'm here this morning to tell you, listen to me, brothers and sisters, let's not look to the past. Let's not look to what's in the past. Let's say, God, you know what? Praise you. I'm going to believe you for today. You know what? I do not want to go back to the flesh pots in Egypt. I don't want to go back to Egypt. I want to be here. I want to know what you have in store for me from this day forth. Amen? Uncertainty is one of the greatest enemies that us as a people of God, as a children of God, as a church, that's one of the greatest enemies for us to do the work of God in our lives is uncertainty and wanting. And you know what? We especially if we are continually holding on to the past. You see, when uncertainty and fear get a hold of us, the first thing we want to do, Patty, is go back to Egypt. Amen? That's the first thing we want to do. When things grab up, we want to go back to where we thought it was good. We want to go back to where we thought it was best, not knowing that God has a plan for everybody and each and every one of us. And you know what? That plan may call for you to get away from the land of Egypt, may call for you to go past all that and to be what God wants you to be from here on out. You see, we really start missing it that way, then I'm going to tell you what, we're heading down the wrong path. Let me say this, Christians, there's no circumstances in my life that will be brighter than what tomorrow will be. You know what? My day, if you know God, like I said, if God decides to take me out of this world today, I want you to understand this. This is speaking from my heart. If God decides to take me out of here before the evening comes, remember, my circumstances are brighter. It is better for me. It is better for me. You know, most of us don't tend to do that, though, do we? We don't tend to think that way. We want to retreat. We want to go back so many times, and whenever God's trying to deal with it, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but it's what's it say? But of power and of love of a sound mind. Amen? Listen to me. Whenever Satan's come against you and fear comes starts overcoming our lives and we want to retreat, Larry, praise God. You know what? He doesn't want us to retreat. He wants us to stand firm. He wants us to say, listen, you know what? I've got you here. Your days are brighter if you stay with me. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'll tell you what more can we ask for? Listen, in all honesty, retreat shouldn't be in a Christian's mind and in their vocabulary. Amen. That should not be part of our vocabulary. Retreat should not be there. You know what? Are you of the old mindset like I am sometimes? You know, your old ways of thinking, your old ways of doing things? Listen, better than today? No way. No way. I can tell you that. No way. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. Amen? As a child, I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. We need to stop romanticizing about the good old days and get to the reality of today. Amen? Where we're at today. They're still lost in our families today. That's not in the past or still today. Today is the day of salvation, is what the Bible tells me. You know what? There's issues in our life right now. I understand that. And there may be some issues in your past. But I'm here to tell you, God's not wanting us to look at that. He's wanting us to take today. We are to live it day by day, as God has said. And pray God, look forward to what He has in store for us one day. The good old days are holding you and me back sometimes. They've held me back in the past. I'll be honest with you. Are the good old days holding you back sometimes? Listen to me. Listen, if they are, then we need to get that out of there right now. We need to get it out of there, and we need to go forward with what God has for us. God's telling you and me that the best days are still ahead of us. And you know, praise God for that. They are still ahead. When we cling to the power of the past, we discount what God is going to do for us today and tomorrow. We do that. He's not wanting us to do that. Praise God. You're saying that God, it was working and now He can't? We say Isaiah 59:1. This is good scripture for us, but if you're thinking that way, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither His ear heavy, that it cannot hear. Are you here this morning saying that within yourself? Saying, you know what? God worked before in the past. I've been guilty of this. I've heard people say, you know what? God used to give us such great services back in. You know what? God still gives us great services today. Amen. He still can give us great services today. We live in too much in the past. Those blessings are gone, Jamie. He's wanting to bless us more. He's wanting to bless us more. He's wanting to pour out His Spirit upon us and bless us even more. But sometimes we're too worried about what happened in the past to see what He's doing right underneath our noses sometimes. When we cling to the power of the past and we discount the future, I'm telling you, brothers, are you here this morning saying that within yourself? Are you saying that within yourself? I hope not. I've heard people talk about the good old days. You know what? Stop living in the past. Stop doing it just like we did back. You know, we like it was back in the 50s and the 1960s and the 1940s and the 70s. Listen to me. This is 2017. That's where we're at today. Amen. That's where this church is. That's where you're at today. And praise God, I'm here to tell you He's wanting us to take from this day forward and look forward to what He's going to do for us. Grab a hold of the blessings He has from us from this time on and understand this without a doubt. Your future is brighter tomorrow than it is today. October 23rd, 2017, your future is brighter. Amen. October 24th, the 25th, I go on and on and on. Your future is brighter if we just grasp that and grab a hold of it. And like Solomon said back here, he said, listen, you know, he said, say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? What is the cause? Listen to me, they're not. We are living in today. And praise God, the Spirit of God is still, you know, the rapture hadn't happened. The Spirit of God is still here. Is still here to save. The rapture of God is here. The Spirit of God is still here to stir people's hearts up. The Spirit of God is still here to seek and to save that which is lost. The Spirit of God is still among us. Amen. Praise God. Don't think that just because they had it back then, we can't have it today. We've got the same Spirit. We serve the same God. The same Jesus Christ is still on the throne. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't live for the... Don't long for the flesh pots of Egypt, folks. In a spiritual sense, we do that. Don't long for them. You know, as it was written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. We can play the what-if game until the Lord comes back. Can we not? I've done that. I wrote something. You know what? You know what you think? Well, I may end up in a nursing home. Will I get sick? Will I ever get over this sickness? Will I get a better job? Can I find true happiness? When we start questioning a God about all these things sometimes, and we think about the past and maybe where things were then and what they are now, you know, we start questioning God, and we start, you know, questioning what God is. Is God really God? I'm here to tell you, God is still God. He's still on the throne. He is still the God that's over all this stuff. We can sometimes feel the past is better, and we start longing for Egypt again. What was in the past? What was in the past? God, did you bring me this far just to lead me the way that I am right now? How can what I'm facing today be any better than what it was in the past? I'm here to tell you because the Bible promises that it will be. It promises. God will work it out. Amen. God will work it out. There's no way about that. He will work it out. Listen to me. When I'm saying that stuff, I know sometimes you think, you know what? Those are all valid thoughts. I'm not here to put anybody down. I have thought those. Right? We all have. I'm not saying it. But you know what? As God has dealt with me, He showed me those are not valid thoughts anymore, Bev. They're not. He's wanted me. He said, look at what I've done for you to this point. He said, look at what I'm going to do. And I believe this, folks. You can call me Pentecostal, whatever you want. I believe that God will do a work in your life. Amen?
Praise the Lord.
I believe God can do a work in your life. I believe God can do abundantly and beyond anything that you can even imagine in your life sometimes. We've just got to hang on and believe that the future can be brighter. The future can be brighter. But remember this, God is not finished with you. Philippians 1:6. Write this down, mark this in yellow, because this is important. Being confident of this very thing, that He which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He started a good work in you.
Amen.
Amen. He said He'll do it till the day of Jesus, till the rapture.
Amen.
Amen. Can we praise God for that? I mean, I praise Him for that. He said He is not slack concerning His promises. Not a one of them. Praise God this morning. You know what? Let's get out of the past. The best days are ahead of us. Do you truly believe that the future is worth waiting for? I do. Amen. I do. I truly believe the future is worth waiting for. Amen. I believe that, you know what, that God's going to do a work. But do you truly believe it is? What would your life be like if you were truly convinced that your best days are ahead of you? I want to ask you that this morning. If you were convinced in your heart that the best days are ahead of you, tell me what your life would be like. Tell me what it would be like. What would you think about that if you knew that the best days of your life are ahead of you? Amen. I can assure you they are if you're a Christian. Amen? Raise your hand this morning. If you're a Christian, raise your hand. Your best days of your life are ahead of you this morning. Amen. It is. You've raised your hand and you've acknowledged that. Listen to me. Your best days of your life are ahead of you no matter what may come. No matter what the circumstances you're facing. No matter what's coming. No matter how deep in pain sometimes it feels like you are. What is truly believed, the best days are ahead of you and not behind you. I know sometimes that's hard to comprehend, but it is. How would you change your thought process if you were like it? You know what? We wouldn't blame God, would we? Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think of towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end." Christians, the best days of our life are ahead of us. They are. Praise God. I'm going to read some scripture here in a little bit. You know what? Revelations, and this you all know this scripture. I read it at funerals. But you know what? This is for the living as well as it is for the dead. "And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God." What a wonderful, wonderful blessing. God will be there with us. Can you even comprehend that? You know what? They had to hide themselves on the mountain because they didn't want God. They couldn't just see the backside of God. We're going to see Him face to face one day. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that amazing to know that one day He said He would be with His people if you're a Christian? Isn't that not make you blessed to know that our better days are ahead of us one day? And listen to this. "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away." This preacher doesn't want to go to a funeral anymore, Sue. I don't want to stand by the graveside of someone we're burying one of these days. One of these days I won't have to worry about that. Amen?
Amen.
Tell me that's not a brighter day.
Amen.
Tell me that's not a day worth than a future that's worth everything that we could put into it. "And he that sat upon the throne, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are what? They are true and they are faithful." Isn't that outstanding? Yeah. I love to look at my past sometimes. I love to think about my parents. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people that constantly live in the past. You know that? Praise God this morning. Praise God this morning. You know what? I may wax nostalgic, but praise God, I want to wax to the future. Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Will they come and get a song?